Boker Tov. Just a very quick announcement. Tomorrow, Bezad Hashem, we have the fast of Ta'anit Esther. The time for the fast begins tomorrow morning at 5:34 a.m. and the fast ends at 7:42 p.m. Okay, it's just a day fast, Ta'anit Esther. Tomorrow morning, don't forget. When you wake up in the morning, make sure that you remember not to drink your water. Okay, very quickly, we're going to finish up the halachot of Netilat Yadayim. We were discussing Bezad Hashem. So we discussed previously that if a person touches a part of his body that is usually covered, that usually accumulates sweat or is, you know, would be dirty or shoes or socks or things like that, he has to wash his hands. He's not allowed to pray or anything until he washes his hands. So let's say, for example, you're in the middle of Kanisa, you're in the middle of the Minyan, and you touch one of those parts of your body. Let's say a person is a Kohen. After he does the Kohanim, he goes to put his shoes on, so he touches his shoes. So if a person wants to continue praying, then after he tied his shoes, he touched his shoes, he should go wash his hands and only then continue praying. And the same thing would apply in any instance during the tefillah. If a person, let's say, for example, he wanted to scratch his back. He said, I have a back itch. So he went like this, started scratching his back. He went inside his shirt. So once you go inside the shirt, you touch your back. Now your hands are not clean anymore. Before you continue praying to Hashem, you should go wash your hands. All of that is during the tefillah when you're able to walk. What if it happens in the middle of the Amidah? Let's say by accident somebody, I don't know, he scratches his scalp. He starts scratching his scalp or he picks his ear or something like that and his hands get dirty in the middle of the Amidah. What are you supposed to do then in the middle of the Amidah? So like we explained prior, is that when you're unable to go to the water, for example, in that instance where you're stuck and you can't move, but your hands now are unclean, so we said you can clean your hands with midi de minake, with things that are not water, but are things that can clean your hands. For example, you're standing here and you have a piece of wood in front of you, so you rub your hands on this piece of wood, or you rub your hands on your pants, or something that is a physical garment or a physical essence that can clean your hands somewhat, even though it's not actually washing your hands, but at least it's cleaning some of the filth off your hands by rubbing it on something. That would be enough in that situation when you're in the middle of the Amidah and you can't move to go and wash your hands. So that would be enough in order to continue praying. Obviously, ideally, you shouldn't touch anything that would make your hands dirty in the middle of the tefillah. But if a person did, this would be the proper guidance as to what he's supposed to do during the tefillah. Have a great day, everyone.